Well, for many farmers, allowing their children to drive a tractor can provide invaluable help during busy times. But earlier this year, a 13-year-old boy who was driving a tractor died. And a few months later, a 17-year-old in a tractor also died. And these tragedies have resulted in calls for tighter driving regulations. Children aged 14 can drive tractors on the farm. When they are 16 with a provisional licence, they can then move and drive them on the roads. Della Kilroy has been taking a look at calls for the introduction of tractor driving competency tests for children. And she brings us this report.
Well, how's it going?
I've just come from the farmyard there driving a Case Puma. It's a red tractor anyways. It's used for topping and slurry and general farm work. I just always liked driving. I always had a fascination with tractors and I always wanted to drive tractors. And I'm 16 and been using this particular tractor now a few months. That's it. Family wouldn't be from a farm now. I got into it about 4 years ago when I was 12. Basically just driving tractors now is all I do.
I'm with 16-year-old Declan. Like many of his friends, he spent his summer working as a contractor, driving tractors close to his home in County Offaly.
I generally work for a contractor, drawing silage and doing slurry and all that sort of stuff, but whenever I'm off, I try to be as busy as possible, working part-time for a dairy farmer, doing general work from fencing and moving cattle and all that sort of work.
You're 16 now. How did you feel getting your licence and being able to drive then?
Oh, it was the best day of my life. I had my own tractor at the time, and I took the day off from school, went off, got my licence, and I was gone off driving for the evening, just went wherever I want. There's a lot of my friends now, and the minute they got their licence, the tractor's there waiting, and they'd be gone. That'd be it. They'd be happy out.
You're going to show me inside?
It's just the handle here.
Earlier this year, you did the Health Safety Authority course. What do you think are the risks for teenagers if they're driving tractors in rural areas without training?
People don't have training and they're pumping big tractors like and very fast tractors. It's not as easy as it looks like. Tractors are getting very big now and trailers and machinery are getting awful big as well, like, and the roads aren't getting any bigger, to be honest.
Have you ever felt wary or scared on the roads?
Oh yeah, sure. You come across a lot on narrow roads while drawing silage or whatever. It could be narrow roads and just... you hear of accidents here and there now. A lot of time young lads are driving too hard and sure, it can happen.
While Declan took part in a tractor safety course in his school, it wasn't a mandatory requirement for his licence. Now, following the deaths of two teenagers on tractors earlier this year, there have been calls to tighten regulations. Farm safety campaigner and founder of AgriKids, Alma Jordan, wants to see tests introduced.
Well, I suppose this all really goes back to this whole culture. For far too long, I suppose, the expectation and the acceptance is that children living on farms are allowed access to the machinery. They're allowed to work on the farm. They're allowed to drive the tractors. At 14, they are actually allowed to drive the tractors, not on the road though. At 16, with a provisional license, they are allowed to drive the machinery on the road. Now, the tractor that I grew up with is not the tractor that we have now on our farm. I mean, we had like a 50, 60 horsepower tractor. They're now in the region of 270 horsepower. And I think now we really need to look at a situation where we can't increase the age. I don't think increasing the age is going to make any difference here, because children as young as 11 and 12 years of age are actively using agricultural vehicles, not just around their farm, but on their roads. And it does go back to a whole, you know, we have a shortage in our labour. So what can we work with here? And for me, it's really about putting a competency test in place.
What would you like to see changed?
Well, in November of this year, I think it's November 20th, actually, 2023, the rules around quad bikes are changing. It's going to be mandatory to have a helmet. It's going to be mandatory to have training. And that's for all operators of a quad bike. 16 years of age is, again, the legal age that you are allowed to operate a quad bike in an agricultural setting. We have changed the rules very quickly. Why haven't we done this with our tractors? Let's make sure that we actually start to break down this culture bit by bit, because I have met too many families who haven't come out the good side of this. I have helped mothers who have lost children due to farming vehicles. This is serious. There are people out there who would do anything to unring the bell. And once again, when it comes to the fatal statistics involving children on our farms, tractors and machinery are the number one, whether that's in America, Australia or the United Kingdom. So let's really start putting a bit of common sense around this.
The age limit for teenagers on tractors has been debated numerous times at official level. Last June, Senator Gerard Crockwell again called for the limit to be raised.
Sadly, we know very little about what's actually happening in relation to farm accidents in general, and specifically in relation to children. We hear the tragedy of one family or other. I think what brought it home for me was a young child being killed earlier on this year. And what we have is anecdotal evidence. What we have is what we see with our own eyes. I married into a farming community down in South Kilkenny, and I've seen children, very young children, driving absolutely massive tractors. I think to be able to do that without the skills, I think it's nonsensical. I think people need to wake up. But I would say that at this stage, the Health and Safety Authority should insist that there is, similar to the Road Safety Authority, that there is a skill set that you must meet before you're allowed to drive one of these vehicles.
So what would you like to see in terms of the legal age limit?
I think the legal age limit has to be 18 because of the nature of the vehicle that we're starting talking about. I think that in order to qualify as a tractor user, you should have to pass a theory test. And then I think you have to be able to show that you are capable of managing the machinery.
What about for farmers that might say that their teenager provides a vital role to help out driving a tractor?
I would say to that farmer, you know, I fully understand the economics of having your children work the farm with you. But I would ask you this, the economics of burying one of them, how does that sit with you? And that is the risk you take every single day that you have one of your children on a tractor.
Doesn't matter. Just put your foot in the clutch and turn the key.
Back with 16-year-old Declan in Offaly, I asked him what he thought of the suggested changes.
I can see where they'd be coming from now, because realistically 16 is a very young age to be driving this size machinery. But look, lads have managed and they're well able for it, but you can see where they'd be coming from and changing the age, like. And I think something will happen, to be honest. I think there should be safety courses now every so often, especially in schools now, which is a very helpful thing. All the farmer kids are able to go off for the day and learn about tractors, learn stuff they don't know, which they should know, and just learn how to be safe while working on the farm.
What would that mean for you then?
I think I'd be fairly lost now if I wasn't able to drive tractors until for another year or two. It means a lot to me now. Like, it's hard to believe that a 16-year-old can drive this size machinery, but then if you're 18, you can't even pull a trailer behind a car. It's my life now, so it is. I love driving, and I don't know what I'd be at without it.
So I'll let you get back to work, so.
Doesn't matter.
16-year-old Declan Ganley from Offaly, ending that report by Della Kilroy. Well, to talk more about this, we're joined by John McNamara, Teagasc's National Health and Safety Advisor. Good morning, John. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
We've had a text this morning on 51551. Ella, so glad you're discussing this issue of 16-year-olds driving massive tractors with huge trailers of silage on our tiny, narrow country roads. As a granny who lives on a farm, I'm so worried that something terrible is going to happen. They should be 18 and this rule needs to urgently change. She's right, isn't she?
Yes, I think there is huge concern about young people driving tractors on roads. Now, it's a matter for the Road Safety Authority. They've done a study on all this area, and I believe that they're now in a position to, bring forward initiatives. I think there is room for initiatives regarding improving training. As Declan said, all you need at the moment is a learner permit, and you need to do the theory test. But obviously more can be done.
So as I mentioned earlier, children age 14 can drive tractors on the farm. When they're 16 with a provisional license, they can drive on the road. And when they're 18 with a full license, yeah, they can also then, am I correct in saying that they can take the tractor on the motorway?
No, I don't believe so.
Tractors are not allowed on motorways anymore?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not with young people, not with a provisional licence.
But with a full licence?
Yes, I passed one last evening.
So they are allowed with a full licence?
I believe so, yes.
But isn't our texter correct in saying they should be 18, this rule needs to change? Is that not the most sensible way forward, looking at the brain development and the way in which teenagers do and don't analyse risk?
No, it is worthy of consideration. Yes, I do believe so. But the American kind of research on this would suggest that you've got to take, you know, people's competency and development into place. And as I said, I think that the Road Safety Authority have studied it, and I think, they are the people to bring this initiative further.
Why historically have 14-year-olds been allowed to drive tractors on farms? Is it just because, way back when, tractors would have been very small, but also, as was mentioned, the need for labour on the farms?
Yeah, well, it's the need for labour on the farms. There's an abundance of research that shows that, farmers want their family, sons particularly, and daughters to become workers and to follow in their footsteps. So they also tend to normalise danger. They don't see the risk . So they want them to work, but they underestimate the risks. That is the clear research. So it arose in the UK. They have a code of practice there since the 70s, and 14 was the time to start driving in that code of practice, but the code of practice is a bit misunderstood. The tractor has to be small, they've got to have a lot of supervision, and the area has to be very free of hazards. So I would encourage, as an initiative, to have more training with family members, particularly parents, particularly fathers, so that they can train their young people and that they can supervise them adequately. I think that's where the progress is likely to be made.
Would that not put a lot of pressure on parents to take responsibility for a 14-year-old on a farm if they turn their back? Then they might feel hugely responsible if something does go wrong.
No, parents have the responsibility in law under the Health and Safety and Health at Work Act. Now, on farms, according to the NFS, National Farm Survey, about 40% of farms have children. So, there's a massive number of children on farms, maybe 50,000. So we need to get the parents involved. And it's also very important psychologically, that they interlink, that training one side of the children without the parents gives a gap. Neither side knows what the other really need to know. So our experience and the research would say is that training both, training the parents to train the children, would be the best way forward.
Talk to us a little bit about the change in legislation around quads that's coming in November, I gather.
Yes, on the 22nd of November, to drive a quad in any workplace, including farms, you need to have done a QQY accredited training course. So farmers who have quads should get cracking and seek that. The second area then is to wear a helmet, an approved helmet. So those two requirements are coming in. Now, I think driving a quad is crucially important. Overturning a quad, they're 400 kgs. People get crushed, in the chest, and they can bang their heads. So I think the crucial element is to drive the quad safely. But the law will require training from the 22nd of November.
The use of simulators, does the research show that helps?
Yes. Now, I'm delighted to say that we have a minister who is a junior minister, Martin Hayden, who has responsibility for farm safety within the Agriculture Department. And, through his good offices, agriculturalists have 18 simulators. Now, the evidence, training somebody in a tractor is a difficult job in the first place, but simulators help. And they give young people the perception of how good their skills are, and they're particularly useful with people with poor skills.
I just wonder, are we putting too much pressure on young people here? Young people are remarkable in their abilities to learn and to do things. But when we're talking about massive tractors that can potentially kill people, are we putting too much pressure and faith in them to be able to manage that through training alone. Doesn't the law need to come in here and say, do you know what, this is not viable for a 14-year-old or for a 16-year-old. We need to change the law to 18, as Senator Crockwell said.
No, I would broadly agree. I think and we had an international conference on farm safety in the last few days, and we had people from all over the world at it. You know, but what they admire in Ireland is our legislation that isn't in any other country, and it is a very solid platform to work on. And I think you're absolutely right that we need the supports around farmers need to be strengthened. You know, but you on the other side of it, you heard Declan, and you know, there is this passion, especially among young people, to drive tractors. No, but I do agree that we need to control that passion, and we need to put safety first.
And of course, this isn't just a farm issue. It is an issue about public safety as well, isn't it? Because at the point where 16-year-olds are on roads, it's about everyone else. We've got two texts here. Hello, I'm glad to hear your discussion. I would add to the mix the frequency with which I see young men driving huge machines past my house while looking at their phones, obviously texting. Shocking and terrifying for other road users. And another text, there are two issues, safety and protection of the child and safety to everyone around them if the child is driving on farm or public roads. For more information on the training aspect, Teagasc website, is it?
Yeah, well, I'd say the health and safety website, you know, and our website, Teagasc. www.ie and in the health and safety portal. Now, I would say that we are organising an EIP on Farm Family Connect, and it's to train all the family on health and safety, and it's online.
Super, and that's a European Innovation Partnership.
Partnership, and yes. We're recruiting farmers. We're looking for 300 farmers to participate.
They'll
contact the Farm Relief Service or ourselves.
John McNamara from Teagasc, thank you very much indeed for joining me this morning.